Hello, everyone, and welcome to another session brought to you by AIRS LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. My name is Nancy Porter, and it is my privilege to be able to share Time Magazine with you. I need to remind you, you're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired, and items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers, and no unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. I would like to finish up on what I read last time from the May 28th issue of June 25th, May 26th, I guess. And they were doing highlights of the 100 most influential people in the field of health. And they organized those into groups. We have already looked at selected readings from Catalysts, Leaders, and Titans. And today there are two more sections. And the first one we'll start with are innovators. The first one I'll share with you is Reshma Kewalramani, Landmark Drug Development. Dr. Reshma Kewalramani says she was destined to love science and medicine. Raised by parents who always dreamed she would become a doctor and who immigrated to the United States from India to ensure she could. Fortunately for her, she loved the discipline and curiosity that are prerequisites for being a good scientist and quickly found her calling in drug development. In the past year and a half, as CEO of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Kewalramani oversaw the approval of a string of breakthrough drugs. In January, the FDA approved the first non-opioid pain reliever in 30 years, which is called Journavx, which targets a pathway specific to pain neurons in tissues located throughout the body, but not in the brain, thereby sidestepping addictive potential. Journavx could become a critical way to counter the opioid addiction crisis. Vertex scored two other FDA approvals for its gene therapy using the new technology CRISPR, first in 2023 for sickle cell disease, and then in 2024 for beta thalassemia. The company's fifth treatment for the rare genetic disorder cystic fibrosis was also approved. Kewalramani credits the company's laser focus on improving human health for these innovations. Quote, "We only go after diseases where we understand the causal human biology," unquote. "We're not interested in solving diseases in mice or rabbits." And that was written by Alice Park. The next person I'll share with you is Richard Lowenthal, "An Easier Way to Treat Anaphylaxis." People suffering life-threatening allergic reactions have long had to quickly and correctly administer an EpiPen injection. That changed in August when the FDA approved Neffy, a nasal spray that treats severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. It's the first needle-free option for those over age 4. People are terrified of the injectors, and that leads to poor treatment, says biochemist Richard Lowenthal, CEO and president of ARS Pharmaceuticals, which makes Neffy. The new option, however, is not threatening. And that was written by Angela Haupt. The next innovator I'll share with you is Andre Esteva, "Harnessing AI to Improve Cancer Care." The company Andre Esteva co-founded and leads as CEO, Arterio AI, has created an AI tool that predicts which prostate cancer treatment will work best for a patient. Trained on images of tumors, the AI compares these platforms with a patient's images to choose the right treatment. In 2024, the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, a nonprofit group that develops best practice guidelines, recommended the tool to cancer clinicians in the United States. And that was written by Matt Fuchs. All right, the next innovator I'll share with you is Andrew Miller, A Novel Approach to Mental Health. In 2024, the FDA approved Cobenfy, or Cobenfy, Cobenfy, which Andrew Miller helped develop, making it the first new drug using a novel approach for schizophrenia in decades. Existing drugs target the brain's dopamine system, while Cobenfy focuses on the muscarinic system, which avoids many of the side effects that lead 60% or more of patients to stop taking their medicine. Miller tested more than 7,000 compounds before discovering one that can control symptoms without activating receptors elsewhere in the body. And that was also written by Alice Park. All right, the next innovator in the world of health we'll highlight is Beth Shapiro, de-extinction scientist. In April, Colossal Biosciences, whose chief science officer is Beth Shapiro, announced that it had used genetic engineering to de-extinct the Asian dire wolf. It intends to do the same for other species, including the woolly mammoth, which it hopes to see reborn in 2028, and to use the technology to breed hardiness or greater genetic variety into existing ones threatened by extinction. Conservation isn't just about saving species, but about maintaining the ecological conditions that protect human health, Shapiro says. That was written by Jeffrey Kluger. The next innovator I'll share with you is David Fajgenbaum, repurposing drugs. In 2022, Dr. David Fajgenbaum founded EveryCure, a nonprofit that uses artificial intelligence to identify potential new uses for already approved drugs. It works by comparing 4,000 drugs against 18,500 diseases, scoring each one on its likely efficacy. Once the team pinpoints promising uses, they either start testing the lab or connect with doctors eager to prescribe them. People were literally dying of these diseases before, and now they can live with these solutions that were already there, he says. In 2024, the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health awarded the group $48 million to further develop its artificial intelligence platform. And that was also written by Angela Haupt. Next, we'll take a look at David Liu, LIU, Next Generation Gene Editing. In 2016, David Liu developed a technique that rewrites disease-causing DNA one unit at a time, with more precision and fewer side effects than previous tools. Now, 18 clinical trials are applying his research to various conditions, including sickle cell anemia and high cholesterol. The power is that it's programmable, he says. The same editing machine can treat all of these diseases. Four trials have reported positive results since January of 2024, including one in March that helped people with a rare lung and liver disease. And that was also written by Matt Hoots. All right, let's now look at Samarth Kulkarni, pushing gene therapy forward. Gene therapy had a rocky start after a young patient died in one of its first trials in 1999. But the discovery of a more refined way to manipulate genes called CRISPR, CRISPR, has for the past decade renewed interest in modifying disease-causing genes. Samarth Kulkarni's company, CRISPR Therapeutics, and Vertex Pharmaceuticals, earned the first FDA approval for any CRISPR-based treatment in 2023 for the gene therapy Casgevy, which essentially cures sickle cell disease. In 2024, the FDA also approved Casgevy for the blood disorder beta thalassemia, and that was written by Alice Park. Robert Wood, spreading peace of mind. Dr. Robert Wood has given people with food allergies the first medication to reduce their reactions. In February of 2024, the FDA expanded its approval of the asthma drug Xolair to include treatment of food allergies. Wood, director of allergy, immunology, and rheumatology at Johns Hopkins Children's Center, was principal investigator of the study that led to the decision, finding that 67% of people who were highly allergic to peanuts and taking Xolair could tolerate a moderate to large amount of the nuts without a reaction. All right, let's move on and take a look at Daniel Timms, Heart Builder. As a kid growing up in Australia, Daniel Timms shared a passion with his father, a plumber, for building fish ponds, tinkering with how to recycle the water. Years later, he used a similar technique to design an artificial heart that can be implanted while patients wait for a real heart transplant. In an early FDA-approved study this year, an Australian man lived a record 105 days with Tim's device, called the BiVacor Total Artificial Heart, before receiving a heart transplant. "It's a paradigm shift," says Timms, BiVacor's founder and chief technical officer. He anticipates that more than 20 patients will receive the device over the course of 2025 in three countries, including the United States. And that was written by Matt Fuchs. Let's look next at Shiv Rao, paperwork fix. Cardiologist Dr. Shiv Rao founded a bridge to cut down on the paperwork that takes healthcare workers away from treating patients. A bridge uses artificial intelligence to turn doctors' conversations with patients into billable clinical notes integrated directly into health records. It's now used at more than 100 health systems across the United States. And that was also written by Angela Haupt. All right, we move now to the next innovator, Bobby Reddy Jr. Predicting sepsis. Some 30% to 50% of hospitalizations that end in death can be traced to sepsis, an extreme immune system reaction to infection that can lead to organ failure. But doctors have very few tools to predict which patients will develop sepsis. Prenosis CEO Bobby Reddy Jr. led his company to launch a test called Immunoscore, an artificial intelligence-based assessment of 22 factors in a patient's chart that can accurately predict those most likely to develop severe sepsis. The score helps doctors prioritize treatment. And that was also written by Alice Park. All right, we will now finish with health experts in the field of pioneers. These are members of the health most influential people, 100 most influential people. The final category is pioneers. The first one I'll share is Andrea Cercek, mobilizing the immune system. The latest efforts in cancer therapy harness the body's immune system, but have generally been used together with traditional strategies like surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Until now. Dr. Andrea Cercek section head of colorectal cancer at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, is pioneering a new therapy using immunotherapy drugs alone to help patients with certain types of cancer avoid surgery. Last year, she announced stunning results from a small study of people with a specific rectal cancer. After 6 months of infusions of dostarlimab, a drug that allows immune cells to target cancer cells, none of the patients showed detectable tumors. In 2025, CIRSEC expanded to patients with other cancers in the esophagus, colon, stomach, urothelial tissue, small bowel, and endometrium. In that trial, over 90% of patients showed no detectable signs of cancer after 2 years. That is an exciting number, she says. Even those who did not reach a complete response saw their tumors shrink. The bottom line is, everyone showed benefit. And the name of that drug is dostarlimab. CIRSEC will follow the patients to see if they live longer than those who get surgery. She suspects that starting treatment as early as possible will give patients the best outcome. This type of therapy can lead to significant complete clinical responses and significant improvement in the quality of life for patients, she says. And that was written also by Alice Park. The next pioneer we'll look at is Dean Ornish, slowing down disease naturally. Dr. Dean Ornish has long touted the power of lifestyle changes to prevent chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. In 2024, he published a study showing that a vegan diet, daily exercise, stress reduction practices, and social engagement can together slow the progression of another serious concern, Alzheimer's disease. People diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment or early Alzheimer's who did the program for 20 weeks improved in several standard measures of cognitive functions. And that was written by Alice Park. Health field worker I will highlight for you is Anish Bhatnagar, Taming a Relentless Symptom. Prader-Willi syndrome, a rare and complex genetic condition, causes a range of behavioral, developmental, and intellectual difficulties. One of the most excruciating symptoms is hyperphagia, or feeling hungry all the time. It's this insatiable desire to eat, says Anish Bhatnagar, CEO of Soleno Therapeutics, a biopharmaceutical company focused on rare diseases. Hyperphagia can upend the lives of patients and their families. But in March, the FDA approved the first ever treatment, a daily tablet developed by Soleno that works by regulating the neural pathways associated with a sense of fullness. There appears to be, over time, a progressive improvement in hyperphagia to the extent that those people can live much more normal lives, Bhatnagar says. And that was written by Angela Haupt. All right, the next pioneer I'll share with you is Stephanie Chang, modernizing lung transplants. Dr. Stephanie Chang, surgical director of lung transplant at NYU Langone Health, made history when she performed the world's first fully robotic double lung transplant in October. Traditionally, the operation requires making a large incision across the patient's chest and breaking the breastbone. Chang and her team used a robotic surgery system to give a woman new lungs using 2-inch incisions. drastically reducing her recovery time and the overall trauma to her body. And that was written by Jamie Ducharme. The next pioneer I'll share with you is Scott Stanislavski, Calming Parkinson's Symptoms. There is no cure for Parkinson's disease yet, but patients can manage tremors with a brain implant. In February 2025, the FDA approved BrainSense Adaptive Deep Brain Stimulation. Medtronic engineer Scott Stanislavski's new device that can respond more effectively to a Parkinson's patient's changing brain signals. Previous versions ran continuously, while BrainSense responds only to address involuntary movements, giving patients better control of their muscles. And the next pioneer I'll share with you is Richard Finkel and Kelly Hennings, A Prenatal First. In a one-person trial overseen by Dr. Richard Finkel at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Kelly Hennings took this drug, Recitiplam, during pregnancy to try to treat her fetus with severe spinal muscular atrophy, a muscle-wasting disease. Though the drug is for kids and adults, this was the first prenatal use, and Hennings' child shows no signs of SMA at almost 3 years of age, according to a 2025 paper in the New England Journal of Medicine. And that was written by Mandy Oxlander. And that was treating severe spinal muscular atrophy. Amazing what's going on. All right, the next pioneer I'll highlight for you is Shelley Huang, A Radical Idea for Breast Cancer. Duke Cancer Institute surgeon Dr. Shelley Huang proposed a radical idea, asking women with the earliest stage of breast cancer, known as ductal carcinoma in situ, which often does not spread, whether they would rather avoid surgery and instead monitor their cancer closely with more regular mammograms. They could always turn to surgery if their disease got worse. She launched a landmark study to test the idea, and in 2024, the first results supported her hunch. Women who got surgery showed about the same amount of breast cancer as those who just monitored it, which suggests surgery may not always be necessary for these patients. And that was written by Alice Park. All right, and the last health pioneer I'll share with you is Victor Ambrose and Gray Ruvkun, Decoding Cell Development. In 2024, Victor Ambrose and Gary Ruvkun, now biology professors at the University of Massachusetts and Harvard Medical Schools, respectively, won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for their discovery of microRNA. The tiny snippets of RNA found in plants and animals guide the future development of the organism. With this knowledge, researchers could modify those instructions to change particle processes that go awry in disease, or even improve agriculture yield and address agricultural pests. And that was also written by Alice Park. And we're going to end our coverage of the May 26th, 2025 issue of Time Magazine there. And let's keep this session a little on the short side. So we'll stop there. And next recording, we'll move on to the next issue of Time Magazine. I need to remind you, you've been listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Again, my name is Nancy Porter, and it's my pleasure to bring you excerpts from Time Magazine.